in His will, in order for us not to forget that day. We should ask ourselves why late Imam Khomeini advised us not to forget that date. Because different incidents and events in history should teach us lessons, and we should also learn lessons not to repeat any mistakes that we might have made. In fact, throughout history, some incidents repeat themselves. It was 28 years ago, on the 6th of Bahman, what happened in Amol taught us a lesson, and up until now, the Islamic system has been going forward, and our enemies have been also working against us. So, up until the day that the nation of Iran, people of Iran, still have this affection and love for Islam and this system, this incident and incidents alike should be always reminded of and should be remembered. I should also refer to the name previously I talked about, the City of Thousand Trenches, a name given to Amol. Apparently, the people of Amol stood against the elements of our enemy, and by building trenches, as many as 1,000 trenches and defense lines on the streets of Amol. These defense lines, in fact, are defense lines not just on the streets, but of course in our hearts. Every dignified person in his or her heart feels that he or she has a defense line, a trench, to defend one's values. There are dangers always hiding in order to catch us by surprise. Every one of us should be aware that we need to always be careful and give close attention to our beings, to our goals, and know that there will be obstacles on the way. There will be enemies that will try to destroy us. In fact, those people who overlook this phenomenon, and those who let down their guards, and they were ignorant of the dangers on one's path, they were dealt blows that sometimes could be deadly and fatal. So we need to know where we are walking on and what the path is like, and we should also know about dangers waiting for us along the way. Islamic revolution in Iran won the hearts and minds of people and became victorious, and people of this country took to the streets, people with empty hands, without having any arms, stood against the security forces armed to teeth, and they defeated them, and later they voted for Islamic system and elected the system. A person with dignity should not oppose this, these people and work against them. Some people made the mistake and they try to fool people. They called themselves democratic people. They said they wanted to defend people and then at the same time they changed. Once they faced the people, they changed and they worked against people. Among them you could see hypocrites, apostates, those who were pro-West, and even some people who claimed that they were religious. They unified against the system and against our nation and our people. They, in one hand, on